Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 50, Training Principles Revisited. Before I forget, I want to say this at the top of the podcast. Please follow me on Twitter at Mojo for Running. I'd love to be able to converse with more of you that way. And another way we can converse is by your visiting my Mojo for Running Facebook page. Now for today's topic. It occurs to me that some people may never go back and listen to the first Mojo for Running podcast. After all, I started this podcast way back in 2009. But some of those first few podcasts really contained a lot of important information. The most important information I could ever tell you about running is what I told you first. And that information is still exactly the information that I share with my beginning runners or any of the runners that I coach on a week-to-week basis. So it's extremely valuable. There are lots of nuts and bolts in those first few podcasts, but since some people probably haven't done that, haven't listened to them, or maybe just need a reminder, I thought I'd make this podcast a reminder of all those most important training principles. Number one, practice the hard, easy principle, which means never putting two hard days back to back. It's fine to put two easy days back to back, but if you put two hard days back to back, you're never going to improve as quickly because you're not going to get the maximum benefit out of your hard days. And most importantly, you're risking injury. My recommendation is to not even wear your watch on your easy days. It's not unusual for me to see a runner start reading off his or her mile splits after a run that's supposed to be an easy run, and for them to be excited if they think that the times are fast. This tells me that they just don't get it yet. Running fast and hard on easy days will only mean your hard days are not as effective. They won't be the quality workouts that they could be. You'll get the best payoff by far from your hard days if there's a big difference between your speed and effort on those days and your speed or effort on your easy days. Your easy runs should be about a minute and a half slower. Your easy days should be run at a comfortable, conversational pace. A rule of thumb here is that you should be able to converse in complete sentences while you're running. To correctly apply this principle, you need to understand that the hard day is either a day when you run faster, i.e. speed work, or when you're doing hill training, or when you run farther than usual. So your once weekly long run, which I'll explain in a moment, counts as a hard day, although it generally doesn't include any speed work. Check out podcast number 2 for a complete explanation, and podcast number 13 discusses this as well. Number 2, rest and recovery is at least as important as hard work. That's why the hard, easy principle is so important. I just said that if you put two hard days back to back, you're not getting the maximum benefit out of either one. That's because you don't get any stronger, any more fit when you're actually training. You get stronger and more fit when you're recovering from a hard workout. So if you skip the recovery day, you've just shot yourself in the foot. And you need plenty of sleep, too, more than non-runners. Much research has been done recently into the value of sleep for athletes, and every study shows its extreme value. Your body recovers most efficiently when you're asleep. As you increase your level of exercise, increase the number of hours you sleep each night. Number 3, the long run. No matter what distance of race you're training for, your training and fitness will benefit from one extra long run per week. Although there's certainly no reason why it needs to be once per week. It could be every 9 days, 10 days, 12 days. But the main thing is to do it to regularly include a longer run. If you're training for a 5K, it would be advisable to build your long run up to 3 times that. Check out podcast number 3, The Long Run, for a much more complete discussion. Number 4, mileage. Whether your goal is to get faster or build endurance, the first thing to look at is your weekly mileage. Many people jump to speed work before building an appropriate base. Work on mileage first, building gradually, of course. Even if you just want to race 5Ks, you'll find that no amount of speed work will pay off without an adequate base. And I would say, even for recreational runners wanting to keep improving their 5K time, 25 miles would be a good weekly target. More on this in podcast number 23. Number 5, always work on your running economy. This means working on running as efficiently as possible. This will conserve energy and go a long way toward preventing injury. Among other things, it's key to prevent too much up and down and side to side motion. But there's much, much more to running economy. To learn more, go back and listen to podcast 26 about running form. Number 6, work on cadence. Cadence is the rate at which your foot strikes the ground, also known as leg speed or stride rate. It is ideal, or ideally considered, it would be considered about 180 foot strikes per minute. But whether you run 175, 185, or 190, at least make sure you get it in that range. The result will undoubtedly be that you find your time dropping at all effort levels. But more importantly, you'll be much less likely to experience injuries for a variety of reasons. High cadence will require you to hit the ground with your foot under your center of gravity, virtually eliminating overstriding, a problem for most runners. It'll make you lighter on your feet and cause you to land with your knee bent, which is always desirable. And one more critical note here. The goal is to run with a high cadence all the time, not just when you're trying to go fast. And it seems to be like most people do not get that. You want to train your brain to use that high cadence at all speeds. It's really not that hard to do. I start out even my most basic beginner runners with 180 foot strikes per minute. They're just taking smaller steps. It works great. And then they never have to learn a faster cadence. They just learn bigger steps. And as they're more fit, that's not hard to do. Check out podcast number 27, 28, and 32 for much more about cadence. Number 7, work on balance. Most people don't realize the importance of balance to runners, but it is easily improved with just a few basic exercises. The simplest is standing on one leg with your knee bent, or balancing on one leg with your knee bent. Another is running through soft sand. It's not easy, but you'll find you can improve dramatically after just a few days. Practicing yoga is also a good way to improve balance. Running actually requires a lot of balance, and as you improve your balance, you conserve energy because you're more relaxed. I don't think I've done a whole podcast about this, so expect one soon. Number 8, cross training. During recent years, we're becoming more and more convinced of the value of cross training. I recommend incorporating one of the following: swimming, spinning, cycling, or pool running at least once a week. And I recommend strength training for everyone. Even just doing a handful of bodyweight exercises twice a week has the potential to greatly improve your running form by strengthening your core and helping to eliminate muscle imbalances. Cross training will help you gain speed and eliminate muscle imbalances. Cross training will help you gain speed and prevent injury. It will improve your form as well, because often problems with form are caused by the weakness of certain muscles. That's it. Those are the main things you need to keep in mind. In most cases, I've previously devoted a whole podcast to these topics, and I hope you'll go back and find those podcasts, because there's a lot of information, a lot of details that I couldn't get into here. If you enjoy this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you were to go to iTunes and leave a comment, or just click the appropriate number of stars. That helps the podcast move toward the top of its category. One last thing. If you have any questions you'd like answered in a future podcast, please email them to deb@mojoforrunning.com. Now here's today's quote. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. By Neil Donald Walsh. That couldn't be more true.